time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the Cape Ann Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
North Shore Sports Desk, what's going on, everybody? Dom Nicastro here. We are in the last show of March. That means winter season is wrapped up. And we're moving on to spring. That's right. Spring has sprung. That means the kids are out there on the lacrosse fields. Baseball, softball, it's a great time of year. Smell that spring air. The freezing spring air, right? We had a little snow this past week. Rain, raw. Spring is raw. You have those great sometimes days in April, but man, I remember sitting on the bench in between innings of baseball in Gloucester and having, not that great of baseball weather to contend with for the beginning of the season. But that's what the kids are up against. I'm sure this coming week we'll start some spring games with lacrosse. Baseball and softball might be a little behind. Those field conditions are terrible this time of year, but lacrosse, they put up with it to do anything. They're like the hockey of the spring, right? Those kids are unafraid of the elements or anything, but not to say baseball and softball aren't, but just the way it is. So we're actually going to close out the winter season with a couple more interviews. And why are we doing that? Because we got to get the St. Mary's take on girls basketball, another state title for Coach Jeff Newhall and the gang. We got a few girls on the show from the team, leaders, some seniors, a sophomore up-and-coming player who's been amazing, one of the best in the state. And we're going to hear all about the great team that was St. Mary's girls basketball 2024-2025 that won a state title. First, though, we're going to take a break. And by the way, thanks to Cape Ann Savings Bank, we're taking a little break from that segment because there's no athletes to talk about playing games yet. But when it does start up, we'll have them right back on to finish up strong in the last, 10 weeks or so of athletes from the sponsorship of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We love them. But I've also taken this in-between season time to stock up with a couple of Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month interviews as well, another great sponsor of ours. So I'm looking forward to running with those next week. So stay tuned for that. We have some Moynihan Lumber winners to catch up on, and we're going to do that starting next week. So, but first, we are going to go to Newburyport sports editor, Newburyport Daily News, I should say, Kyle Gaudette. He's been a repeat guest. I love having Kyle on. Great journalist, young, energetic, and he's been covering that Newburyport, Pentucket, Triton area, Amesbury, for a few years now, and we have him on because he saw Georgetown's amazing boys basketball state title run, and he gives us some great perspective and context on that and kind of goes around the horn, up in his area for the winter season. And I think he has a little spring preview too. So yeah, we're going to get into all of that with Kyle Gaudette, Newburyport Daily News, after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
all the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
North Shore Sports Desk, we are back at it with our latest guest, going to be repeat guest, Newburyport Daily News sports editor, Kyle Gaudette. Kyle, what's going on, buddy?
Not much, Tom. How you doing, man? Good to see you.
You too. You are one, no, not one, maybe a couple days removed at the time of this interview from a first in Georgetown circles, correct? First boys title, is that true?
Yes, sir, for the boys hoop team. First title, B4.
They pulled it off. Let's start with the giving the Cape Ann League credit. You know, Manchester Essex, Georgetown, they've had great battles, you know, in recent years. And, you think that some years Manchester, oh, they have the team, but Georgetown's the team that did it, man. And, finishing the job against, who was it again? Monument, is it?
Yeah, Monument Mountain. Feel bad for them. They play basically New York, had to travel, 2.5-3 hours to lose a state title game and then have to drive home. But.
Yeah, upper Western Mass? Is that where they are? Or?
It's basically like the next exit is New York. So
yeah, all the way to the Saugus Center, right? So tell me about the game. I mean, like, what was Georgetown going with the bread and butter that got them there the whole time, or do they have to shift, adapt, do different things?
Yeah, no, I mean, it was a great game. I mean, they used a fast start. Both teams got out. It was 20-20 after the first quarter, so. High scoring, good shot making, you know, both teams hitting some high difficulty shots. And but then Georgetown, sort of their hallmark all year, is they have a lot of depth. They play a lot of guys, 10, 11. They just run around there. Yeah. So they can really lock down on defense doing that. And so Monument Mountain, their best player, Manny Brown, he was averaging 25, 26 points a game. His brother, Dion, actually starts for Boston College. So, you know, good little family lineage there. And they just like blitz, you know, every time he crossed half court, they would just send a second guy at him, forced a couple turnovers. Georgetown really won it on defense, built a little lead at halftime. Monument Mountain came back, but, Georgetown was clutched down the stretch. And the kid, Urban Zapata, junior for him, hit seven threes. Just clutch. I don't really think he missed one. He was like seven for eight from beyond the arc.
Wow.
Just clutch kid, point guard, Brendan Lowen. It's actually a really good story with Lowen. He's a junior. His freshman year, he was at St. John's Prep. And he's sort of the inverse. You know, everyone leaves for preps. He's the opposite. He came home to Georgetown.
Yeah.
And actually made the state title with the baseball team last spring. They weren't able to get it done in baseball, but helps him get back to the title game and in hoops and gets a state title for his hometown. So definitely a good story there.
That is a good story. So clearly the Georgetown kids, these upperclassmen, are clearly a good class, good pedigree there.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't know if you know, but through school choice, Georgetown actually had 10 kids from Lawrence.
Yeah, I saw your article. It's crazy.
It was the Lawrence Royals.
Yeah,
Georgetown,
like
Lancers, whatever you want to go with.
In a basketball sense, 10 is the whole team. I mean, it's like 10 out of what, 12, 14?
Yeah, I think they had like 15, 16 on the team.
Is that like common, or is that just like all of a sudden this year that happened?
So it's been an accumulation over the past few years, you know, since I've been covering them. When I first started covering them, there was only a couple, you know, like John Alcantara has been there his whole career. And Marcos Jones has been there his whole career. But the past couple of years, it's just, you know, more and more. And last year there was, you know, a half dozen, and this year there's 10.
Yeah.
They just keep coming. Which is so weird when you think about, you know, maybe Merrimack Valley, obviously Lawrence has such a rich history of basketball in that community, or you can go over to Central Catholic or, you know, Greater Lawrence if you want to go the tech route. But, you know, these kids wanted to come to small town Georgetown, and well, now they're state champions.
maybe that's the appeal. I mean, they, you know, it's clearly they're great athletes, great basketball players. They got the job done, won a state title. But maybe that's the appeal, is that it's super competitive. Like it's a huge school, Lawrence, you know, to compete to get one of the five jobs available on a starting boys basketball team. So I don't know. I mean, did you get a sense of what the big move was for, or they didn't really get into that much?
I know. Evan did that story for us, and reading from him, it sort of sounded like they all played sort of youth together with a certain club team. Word of mouth, word of hearing, you know, a couple kids go and say, hey, it's great. We love it over here at Georgetown. Why don't you come join us to the younger kids? And, you know, all of a sudden there's a good little click there.
Yeah. Were there any, contributing Georgetown natives on the team like that ripped it up and did well?
Yeah. So Brendan Lowen, the point guard, he's a Georgetown kid. The captain, Jack Duggan, good shooter, along with Brady Kent. He's a Georgetown kid. There's a couple more. I think Alex Dimov, he might be like an exchange student from somewhere.
Ah.
He's good. He's sort of like a rotational sort of big man for him. They had a handful of Georgetown kids who, you know, played and contributed to the team. Certainly one was, you know, probably their second best player. I think he was all CAL this year again. So,
yeah. I mean, and when I think Georgetown boys sports, I think baseball. My mind goes to that first. Is that correct in thinking of who's been sort of in the past decade the most consistent?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he's baseball program is really rolling over there.
Yeah. State finals appearances, maybe a win or two in the state title, I want to say.
They've been, since the MIA moved to this whole statewide thing, they've been a one seed, I think, twice. Mm. Yeah, Phil Desolate's the coach there. He really has that program rolling. But I haven't been able to get it. Last year, they made it to the title game as a one seed and lost. And then a couple of years ago, they were the one seed. And I think they got upset in the quarterfinals. But
yeah,
they've made some deep runs, but haven't gotten the title just yet. There might have been a semis in there too. So they've been all around it. But
yeah. And coach Josh Kelty, how do you pronounce his last name?
I think it's Kelty. Kelty.
Yeah. What's his background? How long has he been at it in this post, roughly?
Yeah, well, he's an alum. You know, played for the program back in the. I don't know if I want to make him feel old. Actually, I don't even know when he played. I don't want to say something, you know, say something wrong here. But former alum for the program. He's still a good guy. He came back. I think he's his seventh, eighth year with the program. And, you know, they're another one. They made, I think, the Sweet 16 past 2 years, quarterfinals, whatever that is, 3-4 years ago. So
yeah,
they've been around it too. He's always had solid teams, but this year was definitely their best team.
Yeah. And their tournament run, I mean, you know, my goodness, they almost got 100 burger in the first game, and then they come back and get another 80 or so. And then it goes down a bit as the competition gets tougher naturally. But I feel like this is a team that can just friggin' shoot the lights out, and evidenced by one kid's 7 threes.
Yeah. You know, they all of them between, you know, Irvin and Brady and Jack and Jalen Andahar, another Lawrence kid, they can all shoot the ball. And yeah, when they're moving the ball on offense, they really do run a good offense where they penetrate into the lane, suck you in, and then they can just kick out to one of the shooters. And it's really fun to watch. But yeah, they've been fun to cover all year. Even that, I think it was the quarterfinal game against Clinton. They actually, I didn't cover it. Jamie covered it for us, but they didn't score the last like 5:45 of the game and had like 19 turnovers. And we're still able to hold on.
Yeah.
The game against Bourne, it was tied with like 40 seconds left in the semis. And, hit Jalen Andahar, hit like 3 free throws down the stretch. And then the Bourne buzzer beater was online from like half court, but it was just a little short. So a little bit of cardiac kids, but they they hold on. And then it's the same thing in the finals. You know, they built the lead. Monument Mountain clawed back, actually took the lead once in late in the third quarter. But Georgetown really clamped down on defense and made some shots. Brendan Lowen was awesome down the stretch, made a couple good buckets. So yeah, they can, you know, they can score on you, or they can be more of a physical defensive, drag you down in the mud sort of team. So they can win in multiple different ways.
Yeah. Senior heavy team or?
Yeah, not really.
Okay.
Irvin's a junior. He'll be back. Brendan's a junior. He'll be back. A few of them. John Alcantara is a senior. He'll be out. Both Jack and Brady Kent, Jack Dunn and Brady Kent will be out. So yeah, they're definitely losing some good pieces.
Yeah,
some guys who can score, but they'll still be pretty strong next year. You know, obviously, no idea what's going to go on around the rest of the state, but you know, on paper, and especially if they have some more Lawrence kids coming in, they'll put up a good title defense next year.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, going around the horn, around your area, that clearly is story number one for you for the winter season. But who were some of the, you know, disappointments and overachievers besides Georgetown? Like, who else is on top of mind for you this winter?
Yeah, well, Cal basketball was pretty good. I mean, Newburyport boys basketball was awesome this year. Unfortunately, they got upset in the semifinals. I don't cover them, but you mentioned in the Cal, I think even Rockport. And had an upset win down in D4.
Yeah.
You know, Manchester has looked pretty good. So it was a good year for boys hoop and hockey. We had a good hockey team. Amesbury did it again, like two times in the last 3 years where they were a low seed in the 20s and they make a run to the quarterfinals. So that was fun to cover. They definitely earned a couple upset wins. And Triton Hockey was quite good this year. Made it to the quarterfinals. Ran into a really good one of the Cape teams. I'm blanking on right now, but they really, you know, those Cape teams really really play good hockey down there. So
exactly, yeah,
couldn't make it past them, but they really had a good year.
Yeah, I think Winthrop, who won the state title, as you know, in hockey, they, you know, yep. Dale Dunbar was telling me last week or a couple weeks ago that they want to schedule those South teams, you know, because there's so many good ones down there. But it's tough, you know, logistics, geography, and all that.
Yeah,
but that's where it's at. And, you know, but they that's a great story, too. If you're not really following the Northeastern Conference, but I was shocked that there was Winthrop's first appearance in the state final since the 70s. Never mind winning it.
Right.
They've always been so good. I just assume they had a couple in there. Right. Not even a Ruzioni won it, I don't think. So. So it was totally an active winter. I mean, going back to the Newburyport boys basketball, I mean, they were 18-2, you know, and they lost, the earlier rounds there, like Sweet 16, I think it was. And, but it was a great game and they lost to Latin and, that's it. It's just one and done in the tournament. It's unforgiving.
Right. You know, tournament setting. And then, you know, we'll see it this week. I don't know when this is going to release, but, you know, with March Madness, you know, happening this week, it was just like the perfect, you know, how you draw up an anatomy of an upset, you know, Newburyport really just unfortunately played his worst game at the most inopportune time. It was just ice cold from beyond the arc and missed, you know, a dozen layups. And I mean, Boston Latin played great, or Latin Academy, sorry. Latin Academy played great, played tough, rebounded well, even though they were undersized. And they definitely deserved it. So, and yeah, no, it was definitely frustrating for Newburyport. They definitely thought they were state caliber, state championship, you know, contenders.
Yeah.
Especially after they almost beat St. Mary's, you know, 2 weeks before that. But they'll be back next year as well. You know, it's definitely like Virginia, right? Losing the 16 seed, you know,
winning the whole thing next year. Yeah,
the whole thing next year. They'll be back.
Yeah, well, that's good, and you know, plenty to write about, obviously. And so Georgetown, getting back to them again, first title for the school basketball history.
Yes.
Yep. And do you remember the last state title for Georgetown even? I mean, was it baseball, in fact, or?
I know they'd have one in baseball.
Before your time?
2000s, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, before your time, yeah.
Nothing comes to mind.
Yeah. They're parading in the streets of Georgetown and Lawrence for this.
Hey, two parades.
Yeah, I saw the Eagle Trib. Certainly had their share of coverage for that, knowing that they had a good Lawrence contingent there. And Lawrence has been good in boys basketball itself, Lawrence itself, you know, not this year particularly, but they a couple years ago had a good run there and they were talked about being a contender for the title, but they fell short. Like, again, one and done, not much you can do if you have an off night.
Right.
Yeah. So that was the exciting things. Any, you know, big moves coaching wise, anybody retiring, stepping down this year yet or anything like that? Are you status quo for Newbury, for your area coaches?
I think status quo. Are you talking more for winter or looking
at anything? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think we're rocking and rolling. It's crazy. Spring's going to be starting up soon here. and wrap up winter all-star teams quickly. But great winter season, and we're ready to move on to spring.
Yeah. Just by the past few years, would you say Newburyport girls lacrosse is one to watch again? Because they've always been in the mix.
Yeah, they'll definitely be in the mix, but watch out for Pawtucket girls lacrosse.
Okay.
It's going to be very good. They had, you know, three or four juniors who were all-stars for me last year. They'll all be back. And then actually an all-star for me 2 years ago, Sydney Trout, she's committed to Duke.
Yeah,
she had a miss all last year because she tore her ACL. So she'll be back in the rotation this year. She actually broke like two or three Pawtucket track records this winter.
Wow.
So she's definitely back in, you know, athletic form.
Yeah.
Newburyport will always be very good. You know, Coach Batchelder definitely has, you know, they're always going to be good. They definitely graduated a pretty big senior class. So I'm definitely very interested to see girls lacrosse if Newburyport, you know, takes that step down and Pawtucket takes that step up to meet them. So that's going to be the games to watch for lacrosse, girls lacrosse this year.
Yeah. Has the one and only Molly, is it La Liberté, come back to the mix for to coach or anything like that? Newburyport's own?
I don't know. She might. Yeah. I'll have to reach out. Yeah. See,
I think she's done with college, right? She's had like 56 years of eligibility.
She's made very good use of every single year.
Yeah. I think she was a finalist for Tufts national title. And then when she transferred, she was a winner at Northwestern.
Yeah.
And then a loser in the final the next year.
Yeah.
I think it's BC.
Two or three Final Fours at Tufts. And, you know, we're still just a winner wherever she goes.
Yeah. Great story there. All right. Cool, Kyle. Well, that's a great report. North Shore wise, you have to say there was three state titleists overall. Winthrop boys hockey, Georgetown boys basketball, and then St. Mary's girls basketball had another great year too. I think Newburyport girls were in their division, right? Did they play them in the tournament? I think.
Yeah, they lost to St. Mary's in the second round.
Yeah. They were just a wagon, huh? Did you see that game? Were you at that
game? Yeah, I went to that game. Yeah, it was St. Mary's was pretty awesome.
Yeah, and they
young too. I think some of their best players were not even seniors. So.
I know they're young. I think a prior guest on the show, Mukala Kabongo, he's kind of into his own little journalism thing, and he you've probably seen him tweeting stuff. He's from Lynn, and he says that they're young. They're like two seniors. They're no one's gonna touch them. So it's hard for other teams. They like I call them little prep St. Mary's. They're like little St. John's prep. You know, they get the best of the best for that division. Those smaller school divisions. So they're a wagon for sure.
There might be some realignment next year, though. So it'll be interesting to see if
come
up to D2 or if, you know, a D2 powerhouse moves down to D3 and maybe can give them some competition.
Yeah. All right, Kyle. Well, thanks for being, again, my eyes and ears on the north side of the North Shore, right? The Newburyport, Amesbury area. Appreciate it. And check out Mr. Cadet, of course, at the Newburyport Daily News. And winter all-stars coming up, spring sports previews, I'm sure, soon. So best of luck. Thanks for coming on the show.
Appreciate you. I'll give one last shout-out.
Yeah, please.
Watch out for Georgetown softball this year. They're in the state championship last year, and they basically bring the whole roster back. So
yeah, we probably talked about that in the summer. Yeah, let's do that again. Let's catch up after the spring. Give your report, your state of the state. And then we'll get like heavy into like summer baseball because that's hot.
All right. Legion baseball.
Legion, Babe Ruth.
Town baseball. All right.
Yeah. I want a detailed analysis of the number three pitcher for Newburyport's Babe Ruth All Stars. All right.
I'll give you the whole roster for the Yankee Homecoming Road Race.
That's that? Right. That too. Yep.
There's 2,000 of them.
Classic summer events that keep you guys going. But all right, Kyle, look at Newburyport Daily News. Thanks for coming on, buddy.
Appreciate it, Tom.
All right. Thank chat soon. Home. Bye.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage.
If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
North Shore Sports Desk, we are back at it, and it is March, and usually when March rolls around, we have St. Mary's girls basketball players on because they win state titles. That's what they do. They did it again, beating Norwell, Division III. They were the cream of the crop from the start of the season and finished the job at the Songa Center in March. And we have three of the players here, and we have also Coach Jeff Newhall coming back. We're going to start with you, Coach. Congrats. What is this now for Jeff Newhall, girls varsity basketball coach, for number of state titles now?
So it's our program seventh, sixth since I became the head coach, but we've been blessed as we were this year with just great student athletes. They compete at a very high level and take the game serious. So we're lucky as a school to have kids like we've had this year and in years past. And certainly the three girls you're going to talk to today are no different. They're all in academically, they're all in basketball wise, and just another great journey for us this year. And, we appreciate all the coverage, especially from you, Dom, and all the other North Shore media outlets.
Yeah, 100% deserve it. 46-38 win over Norwell on the 14th in Lowell, getting the job done. Coach, why don't you tell me a little bit about the three girls we have on, and then I'll kick it over to them for some questions.
Yeah, so we've had, we were actually on a show in Lynn a couple hours ago, and we just talked about how, you know, a team like this comes together, and we have a number of different types of leaders, you know, lead by example, vocal leaders, and but just by experience, these three girls, Juliana Conti, a senior, Reese Mattella, a senior, and Bella Awumi, who's a sophomore, were really what I would say to be our captains, quote unquote. And a lot of experience. Reese has been here for 6 years. She came in seventh grade. Juliana's in her senior year, she came for four, and Bella has completed her fifth year here, and she's only in 10th grade. So, there's a lot of experience. They've been in a lot of big games. Juliana and Reese are going on to play college basketball, and Bella certainly will be. She has a number of significant offers to play at the next level. So, we relied on them quite a bit, and there was certainly pressure on them in different ways, not just as leaders, but as players that we were relying on the court, whether it was in the post or shooting three-pointers or in Bella's case, doing a little bit of everything. And they were certainly huge to our success.
Yeah. Let's kick it off with – thanks, Coach. Let's kick it off with Reese. Let's talk about the next steps. You know, what's the college, and how did you arrive at that decision?
So I'm committed to Assumption University. I mean, the recruitment process in general, it's tough. But over the course of like 2 years, I've been talking to them. And I mean, I'm just really excited for the next chapter in my life. I'm going to miss St. Mary's, but I love the coaches there and the girls. So very excited.
Yeah. Juliana, same question for you. What's the next step?
Yeah. So I'm going to Eastern Connecticut to play basketball. And I've been talking to their coach for like a long time. And I spend time with their friends, but I'm going to miss St. Mary's, but I'm excited for the next chapter to come.
Awesome. And Bella, as a sophomore, like you're a veteran already. Like you have so much real estate playing for this team and so much past and history, multiple state titles. I mean, tell me what it's like to just be a part of this family and you guys producing success year after year.
Yeah, definitely. We play with good players all year round, whether it's AU, high school. We have great coaches as well, like Jeff, Sherelle, and our assistant coach, Jody. I think they really prepare us for whatever's next to come in our journey, whether it's staying here, obviously, for me, and then them going off to college. I think he really prepares us very well. Preseason play and postseason play is always the best competition we can.
Yeah, back to Reese. Did the naming of the Newhall gym, the floor on the court, change anything? Did it make you play better?
I would say yes. I think that it just means a lot because I've known Newhall for over 6 years now because my oldest sister went to St. Mary's. But it's a very special thing to be there for my last year with the new court, especially with Jeff's name on it. So yeah.
They didn't name the whole like stadium yet after the whole like arena.
Not yet.
Six state titles. It's not quite there yet. I got you. Juliana, tell me about your role on the team, you know, particularly this year. And did that sort of evolve, you know, like from your freshman, sophomore, junior, like did you have a sort of different role this year? Because sometimes the dynamic changes.
Yeah. So this year I had a different role. My freshman and sophomore years, I didn't really play at all. But this year I get my coaches and my teammates have confidence in me and I'm put in the court to shoot the ball and to play good defense. Cause the last like couple years, I wasn't really good at defense, but this year I think I improved a little.
Yeah. 100%. And Bella, what would you say in that regard in terms of your role? Like, you know, we know what you can bring to the table. Were you asked to do anything special, a little extra this year, anything like that?
No, I think Jeff always has the same expectations for me and my parents as well. Just play the best I can. And whether that's scoring 20 points a game, whether that's rebounding, average 12 rebounds this year, I think that was the most important part of my game. Just the defensive end. I'm very long and athletic and just that kind of scares some offensive players. So just using that to my ability, I think it brought a lot to the table for that. But yeah.
I saw on Facebook the famous jump into Coach Newhall's arm. Now, Coach Newhall, who was that this year? I saw you put a comparison of your first state title jump in the arms and your most recent one. Who were those two girls?
Well, the first one was Sherelle Sanders in 2014, who's now been one of my assistants for, I don't know, 6 years.
Ah.
And the other one was Bella, but I didn't really see Bella coming until the last second. So she's lucky because if I dropped her, it might have been a career ender for both of us.
Yeah. Yeah, we know like early 40s, Jeff was more agile and now he's, are you officially the big 5-0 coach?
No. I'm getting there. Give me about 18 months, Dom, and we'll be good to go then.
Okay, I'm a little behind you at 47 myself, so we'll catch up to you at some point. But Reese, let's go to well, first of all, tell me about your role. And then follow-up question to that is, like, take me to the state final. Like that, you know, mm-hmm. 8-point game, was it ever tense? I mean, it must have been.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm obviously the power forward for our team, center, whatever you call it. But definitely big on getting rebounds and just boxing out because this year we did play some bigger opponents and bigger teams. In Norwell, for instance, they were pretty big. I mean, even their guards were tall. So, I mean, in the state final game, a little anxious, but I've been there before. So, I mean, I think I was able to handle a little better than the previous years. But, I mean, going against their center was just, I mean, we don't see many centers anymore. So that was great to have some, like, real competition under the basket. But, I mean, I was definitely a little nervous.
Yeah, I mean, because, and I'll kick this one over to Juliana, like, you know, your closest game was 16 points, and that was the final four game. And then you come into an actual competitive game, not to say the other ones weren't competitive as spurts, but, you know, that's a hallmark of a true championship team that when you are tested, Like, that's something different, and you actually can respond to that. So tell me about how the girls, you know, sort of responded to being in a tense game like that in Lowell.
Yeah, so we played a great season with, like, competitive teams, and we had some good games in the regular season. So I think that prepared us for the championship game. And I think at the beginning we were nervous, but then once the game got going, we, like, settled down and we were able to, like, do what we usually do and win.
Yeah. And Bella, sort of like the same question, you know, did it ever get tense out there where you're like, hey, guys, we need to buckle down here a little bit. This isn't one of our classic, we're comfortable, put in some other girls, get them some playing time. This is like a real deal game.
Yeah, for sure. I think we had a little bit of a struggle late in the season, regular season, where we were starting off very flat, and then we picked it up in the second quarter. And I think throughout the whole tournament, we really started off strong. Just like in the championship game, it was a little bit difficult for me. Especially, I was hurting a little bit in my legs. I had to do some therapy before the game. But just making sure that I'm always trying my hardest, and my teammates as well. We just had to be on the same page, and we really showed out. And I think we were pretty successful that game.
Yeah. What's the community been like, Reese? I mean, I know St. Mary's, very intimate community. Teams rally for each other, fans, parents. What was your support like during the tournament?
We had a lot of support, whether it be posting on our Zoom Mary's account, which is like our whole fan section, along with the boys. They had a lot of support too. I mean, I think especially the teachers, they were a huge part of like our success. I feel like just making sure we're out there with our grades and pushing us, you know, I'd walk down the hallway. It's always good luck, Reese. You know what I mean? So little things like that. I mean, we are very close knit, so definitely help us in the championship game.
Yeah. Let's get some background information too. Like, Juliana, starting with you, like what town did you grow up in, and what was youth basketball like for you?
So I grew up in Wakefield. I've lived here my whole life, and I started basketball when I was in like third grade, and I played for many AU programs.
Nice. Nice. What was the appeal of St. Mary's?
I just wanted to get in a good basketball program, because at Wakefield it's like not really competitive. So I just wanted to see how St. Mary's was. And before I chose to come here, I watched like a couple of their games and saw how it was.
Well, Coach Newhall's got some testimonials there out of testimonial material there. Bella, how about you and your town and kind of your upbringing in the sport?
So I'm from Lynn. I've grown up here my whole life. So obviously Lynn's not a town, so we don't have town basketball or anything like that. So I played at the YMCA. I was playing with older boys. A little bit hard for me because they wouldn't pass the ball, being the only girl, but pushed through. Made it to elementary school, and I was playing for my team. We won a city league championship. And then fifth grade, COVID, obviously I couldn't play. But coming to St. Mary's, honestly, my parents didn't want me to go to Pickering, which is the middle school that we have near my house. It was a little bit dangerous in their eyes, but they wanted me to have a really good education. And yeah,
St. Mary's was the choice. All right. And Reese, same for you. Tell me about your upbringing.
So I'm from Swampscott. The reason why I chose, well, I played CYO. It's more of like a competitive league in Swampscott. I never played town basketball because it was just, you know, the reason I chose St. Mary's is because my oldest sibling, she went to St. Mary's. And my parents kind of gave me the decision. They're like, do you want to play basketball at a different level, or do you want to stay here and just, you know, play for fun? And I made the ultimate decision to go to St. Mary's. And I mean, I wouldn't change it for the world.
Nice. Coach Newhall, bringing you back. What's that like? You know, different towns, different backgrounds, different ages, whatever. A lot of, you know, clearly there's a formula that works with chemistry. That's absolutely zero problem. Is there moments where you're like, hello, this is so-and-so, she's from Swampscott? Like, how do you make those intros and get that chemistry going?
Right. You know, it looks like it would be a challenge from the outside, but I think it's one of the strongest things that we have. Because they come from so many different communities. I think our group of 13, I think, came from 9 different communities, which, you know, sometimes can be a challenge because kids don't know each other as well. But I look at it as a positive, because when you hear some of the stories from, you know, local town high schools of kids that have played together since they were 4 and 5 years old, and now this one doesn't get along with this one, or this one's mad because she's not the center and she is, and they've been playing in CYO, and the coaches give in to the parents who are in the boosters. That type of stuff doesn't really exist here. which I think is a positive. I mean, there are challenges to it, but they come together. We've had great success with the kids coming together from all walks of life, you know, whether it's suburbs, the city, Wakefield, Ipswich, Swampscott, Marblehead, Peabody, Salem, Saugus, Revere, you name it. It's worked. I don't know if it's a formula, but I just feel like they all have mutual respect for each other. They're here for all the same reasons, to get a good education, go to the college of their choice, and play in a good high school basketball program. So I think that kind of helps, because they all have kind of the same goals.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said. Juliana, bringing you back in. What's next? Do you play a spring sport before you graduate?
Yeah. So I play flag football. So, and we have it at the school for like two, this is like the third year. So I'm going to be playing that.
Okay. Is there a, so that's a, is that like a North Shore wide league kind of thing? Or is it like, how's that work?
It's like within the school. It's not an MIA sport, but we do it within the school.
So like girls against girls, like in the school kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any, like, you know, what do they call it? The powder puff games that happen between school rivals? I know there's nothing like that in the fall that you participate in.
We did that, but it was within our own. It was the juniors versus seniors.
Ah, okay. That's how St. Mary's does it. And how about Bella? What's the spring look like for you? Oh, I'll go to Reese while you're unmuting. Reese, what's the spring look like for you?
So I don't play any spring sports anymore, but I'm just going to be working out. I have a little routine going on. That's about it.
Kind of prepping for Assumption, right?
Yep.
Awesome. Bella, is there a spring sport, or is it just all basketball all the time for you?
So in the fall, I play soccer. Looking towards next year, I won't be playing soccer probably in the fall, just because I got to take basketball more serious. But in the spring, I'll be playing AAU. I play for MCW. Both of them actually played for the same program last spring. I think it's a really good program. We have really good competition all year round, and coaches are pretty good too.
Yeah, is that run by the great Michael Carter Williams?
Yes. So his mom runs it.
Yeah, Mandy.
Yeah, Mandy.
Yeah, she's obviously a great presence to have in North Shore for sure. Well, Coach Duhal, what's on your mind for spring as the athletics director at the school? Who can we expect to make some noise? And the state title streak is intact. It's out of the way. How many years now for the school state titles, and what are the spring prospects?
So we've had a championship in at least one in 18, now 18 consecutive school years. So across nine different sports. So it's been a great run across the board. Our spring sports, our numbers are up across the board. We have some younger teams. We have some new coaches. But, you know, I would say, to answer your question, the baseball team lost by a run in the state championship game a year ago, and they pretty much have everybody back. Well, in terms of their pitching anyways, which, as you know, is 95% of it. So I expect them to be right in the mix. The softball team's always good. Girls lacrosse had a bounce back year. And so we're expecting big things. I will just say one thing about Juliana. The flag football is a school team, but it's actually run by the NFL and the Patriots. And there's there's 46 schools participating this year, and we actually won the state championship a year ago. They play the state final at Gillette, but they end up playing about 14 to 16 games, because I would say we're probably a year or two away from that becoming an MIA sport as well. So,
wow, that's awesome. And did you get to play at Gillette?
No, because I had AAU basketball.
Okay. Okay. But wow, what an opportunity there. I mean, St. Mary's, even outside of the MIAA jurisdiction, wins state titles. It's like, that's amazing. But hey, you've all been great. I know you're busy. The media is all over you. You're doing all these interviews, and I can't thank you enough for coming on the North Shore Sports Desk and doing this group chat. Any one of you want to give a shout out that I didn't let you, or you got all good? We thumbs up. Good to go. Okay. They all, Coach Newhall, they said we're good to go. That means we can shut it down. But hey, thanks again. We congratulate you on another state title, and best of luck to the seniors going forward. And Bella, you too, and the rest of your St. Mary's career.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk soon, guys. Good luck. Have a good day.
Bye, you too.
Bye now.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
All right, that was the North Shore Sports Desk interviews. Wasn't that a lot of fun with St. Mary's coach Jeff Newhall and his players, man? That's a lot of fun. I wish those girls going on to play basketball the next level all the luck in the world. You know, they have a great background, and we know they're going to do great at their respective colleges. So good luck, girls. And Kyle Gaudette, again, love him. He's got great perspective, great context, and he has a great job up there at the Newburyport Daily News. Has that area covered nicely, very nicely. So thank you to them. We're just going to take one final break. And then after that, I'm just going to give a quick little spring look ahead on the North Shore sports scene.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
All right, North Shore Sports Desk back at it for one more segment. We're looking ahead to spring. Everything's going to kind of probably start next week. Lacrosse usually gets it going. Sometimes it's late March games. Lacrosse, we'll be checking in on that and tracking the what's going on. And we also are looking ahead to baseball, softball, track, tennis. Whatever's coming our way, we are ready for it. But the North Shore has had some great stories the past few years. I mean, Hamilton Wyndham girls tennis, multiple state championships under Joe Maher. He won with the boys in 09. Now he's winning a couple in a row, three in a row, I believe, with the girls. Masco girls tennis was amazing. Georgetown, baseball is always up there. There are so many. St. John's Prep is, you know, lacrosse for boys, building an absolute dynasty over there. They're winning state titles every year. So those are the big things on my mind. Those teams, those dynasties, will they be able to, you know, continue? Newburyport Girls Lacrosse. You heard Kyle Gaudette talk about them a little bit. They're a contender for the state title. Pentucket looking good. We're going to have one of the Pentucket standouts on the show next week. Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. So that's going to be fun. But yeah, you know, stay with us for all things spring sports of the North Shore. We're looking forward to it. Thank you, MSONewsSports.com, Danny Martin, for putting up with me this week. I was on the other coast doing some stuff, and but we managed to get the show in, and thanks to Danny for his patience. Our producer, Kelly Media, runs the ship. That's it. We're gonna call it a week, and we'll see you in April, everybody. Have a good one.